The first Rio Dell City Council meeting of the new year was held on January 6th. New council members Deborah Garnes and Timothy Marks joined Gordon Johnson, Frank Wilson, and Jack Thompson at the council table. The first order of business was a vote for mayor and mayor pro tem, who then serves a two-year term. Thompson has served as mayor since 2013, with Wilson as mayor pro tem. The new council voted 3-2 for Frank Wilson as mayor, with Thompson and Johnson dissenting, and 5-0 for Johnson as pro tem. Wilson took the gavel immediately and oversaw the remaining agenda of the night. Assignments to the various committees and boards was next, with the new members taking over some of the positions held by the prior council members. The council decided to add representation at the Rio Dell Volunteer Fire Department and the Chamber of Commerce meetings for the first time as well. The council will be asking for two members of the public to volunteer for the Nuisance Hearing Committee, which hears appeals to nuisance abatement matters. A request for volunteers will be included in the next city newsletter to residents. The city amended the agreement with GHD to name Jesse Willer as the designated city engineer, replacing long-term city engineer Merritt Perry, who is no longer working for GHD. There was discussion of a desire to re-examine the contract with GHD later in the year and possibly negotiate some additional terms that are common in these types of agreements but have never been included by Rio Dell. Councilmember Johnson is a civil engineer and familiar with these types of contracts. He pointed out some areas that are lacking, such as an ability to audit the books and a limitation on some types of overhead expenses. Additionally, Johnson pointed out,
and I think in the future we may want to designate a percent profit. I worked, and profit really is related to risk. Not much risk here. The consultant's going to get paid, and they're going to get paid timely. And when I worked for a 20,000 employee company, on the job I worked on, we were limited to 3% profit.
Currently, there is no declared limitation on the percentage of profit included in the existing agreement with GHD for engineering services. City Manager Kyle Knopp stated that the council may address the overall agreement with GHD later in the year. GHD was formerly known as Winsler & Kelly. Video of the meeting and the council packet documents can be found at theriodelltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, January 20th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.